Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Well, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again, yes, back again. Thank the Most High, we're back again. For another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. Welcome to the show, and I'm your host, Edemiah, Covenant Remembrance Ministry. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed. The opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very, very precious words. Very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me, that I have for him some very important things for him to do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection, his guidance. Well, my brothers and sisters, for that I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, indeed he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed. He has told me that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could. Yes, everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, despite that fact, Most High has promised that he's going to bring all his word to the remembrance of his people. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, the hearts of every man shall be tried to find out, my brothers and sisters, if or not a man will be true, true or not to all the Most High has decreed. Blessed then, my brothers and sisters, are those who will understand this. Therefore, tonight, I'd like to do some examination with regard to what the Most High calls a covenant. What the Most High calls a covenant, and what did he call the curses of sin? I'd like to examine the scriptures that speak about such things, what the scripture calls the sword of the Most High. In other words, what I'm saying to you, scripture says Messiah will come saying out of his mouth, the scripture says, in describing him, says, out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword with which he should smite the nations. A sword with which he should smite the nations. This means that a nation already, a world already divided, should be made all the more divided? Or does it mean, my brothers and sisters, that by a pure word, a world shall be delivered? What does it mean? I think, my brothers and sisters, it is good for us that we might consider these things and become true to the reality of what these prophecies are actually saying. I like to look at a lot of the instances in particular in which such scriptures speak about the sword of the Most High are mentioned. I believe it's important, my brothers and sisters, that we do this, that we might not miss the mark, might not fall short of understanding what is necessary under reconciliation unto the Most High, reconciliation to the Most High. All, if you will be true to him, confessing his name unto right understanding, even unto peace. I'd like to call attention to a particular scripture. Isaiah. How about Isaiah? In the first chapter. How about this verse? 116, start at 116. Most High commands his people, and this is actually a statement relating to the scenario of what is his judgment. It says, wash yourselves, make yourself clean. How about purify yourself of every thought? It is not true to the Most High's intents. Wash yourself, make yourself clean. Put away the evil of your doing, not just what you're doing, but also your thoughts from before my eyes, and cease to do evil. Cease to do whatever is deviated or polluted away from what is indeed, my brothers and sisters, is the pure and perfect holy will of Yah. He says, learn to do good. Learn to do what is pure and perfect. One scripture says in the book of Jacob to a people scattered among all nations, Most High said to his people, if you're scattered among the nations, lacking wisdom, amidst the multitude of provocations of false righteousness, then he said, know that your perseverance and your faith in the Most High will still bring forth the perfect work. The scripture says, you lack wisdom among the nations, said, ask him. Didn't say ask the rulers. There's a lot of truth, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says the rulers will not tell. He said, let not the double-minded man, man left unstable, not confirmed, not firm in the knowledge of the truth, think he received anything from the Most High. Very powerful words, my brothers and sisters, because it means that man is not going to be able to sit back and blame his rulers if he's far from the knowledge of the truth. Man was told to seek Yah. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah himself. But you're warned, and not all have heard the preaching or preached was the gospel. So many of my brothers and sisters preach standards that uphold their pulpits and their thrones, but that is not the kingdom of the Most High Yah. Learn to do good, seek what is justice, righteous judgment, to relieve the oppressed, to bring discretion or wisdom to the fatherless. And it says, judge the fatherless. Remember, in Hebrew society, it was the duty of the father to assure that he had wisdom, that he might teach his children. Leave the oppressed. They put down judge the fatherless. It means show wisdom to the fatherless, to the orphan. In other words, plead justly and plead for the widow. It says, come now. Widow, like I said, is one who does not have a man to teach in the house. Come now and let us reason together, says the Most High. Oh, come and let us reason together, says the Most High. What does that mean? And say, though your sins be as scarlet. How about the multitude of your misallegiances, political, social, and pseudo-religious? My brothers and sisters, it is sin that men trust in any standard short of the pure, perfect purpose of the Most High. It is sin when men exalt other standards, if you will, other gods against him. And that's exactly what men do when they exalt the short-sightedness of their own perceptions, unwilling and biased not to receive the greater truth of the Most High when he reveals it. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, if on the Day of Atonement, the Most High sought to speak to the priest, and the priest would not listen, he was slain on the spot. You don't petition the Most High for his mercy, my brothers and sisters, being rebellious. Therefore, the scripture says, come now, let us reason together, says the Most High. Does the Most High deny any of his word? No, he does not. 2 Timothy says, before he denies himself, he will deny us. He is a constant, my brothers and sisters, and will not be destabilized after the diverse standards of men, because the diverse standards of men are not a covenant at all. The diverse standards of men, my brothers and sisters, are a curse and not a blessing. How can men walk after a multitude of diverse standards and say that they have been faithful to one? Simply not possible. It says, my brothers and sisters, come now, let's reason together, says the Most High. Wow. What is righteousness, my brothers and sisters? Is it according to standards that seem wise to men? Many other ways that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. Many other ways that seem right unto men. Well, guess what? Many sinful, divisive, selfishly biased and selfishly ambitious, blinded standards seem wise to men. And they are sin, my brothers and sisters, because they divide man against the will of the one Spirit. The scripture says the wages of sin is death. He says if you walk according to the flesh, you will die. But you walk and subdue the flesh by the Spirit of the Most High, you shall live. Meaning that man must be true to that Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. Man must come to the remembrance of all things the Most High declared. Else, my brothers and sisters, he is found astray. Come now, let us reason together, says the Most High. Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, in other words, resulting in many contentions and warfare, they should be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, he said, you will eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you should be devoured by, with the sword, devoured to the sword. For the mouth of the Most High, some texts say you'll be delivered to the sword. The mouth of the Most High has spoken it. What does it mean when it says you'll be delivered to the sword, my brothers and sisters? When the scriptures speak of Messiah's appearance in the book of Revelation, it says these words, with regard to the sword of the Most High. A couple of times, in fact, we need to look at it. Revelation 19:15, speaking of Messiah. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he shall smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he shall and tread the winepress, the fierce and wrath of Almighty Yah. He had this vesture, he had this on his vesture and on his thigh, a name written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Well, what about the scripture, my brothers and sisters, at Revelation? I said at the book of Revelation, second chapter, 2:12. To the angel, they put down this is the angel of the church. How about this is the message to the church of Pergamos? These things says that he that hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast to my name, and have not denied my faith, even those things wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Speaking to a particular church, regarding this particular historicity, particular church among those in Asia Minor. But listen, my brothers and sisters, and understand what the scripture has to say. He says he has a sharp sword. He said, repent, else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against thee with the sword of my mouth. That means return to him. Do you return to the Most High, my brothers and sisters, after a partial word? Or a complete word. Remember, Yah does not deny himself. And my brothers and sisters, if he were to oblige those who deny any part of his word, he would be declaring a curse against his own name. Remember, Messiah said himself, think not that he came to dishonor in any way the law of the prophets. You fall victim to those who would compel you to think that you are whole and complete according to the partial word of another. Then he said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Most High is not going to put his name, my brothers and sisters, under any impure, imperfect standards that they might destabilize the nature of his eternality. I think about scriptures, my brothers and sisters, like the one that Isaiah 48 says, the Most High, my brothers and sisters, like he said in Hosea, has a controversy with his people, Hosea 4. Because they sworn by his name, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. And he said he would not give his glory, his glorious name, to another. That means, my brothers and sisters, man must seek all that is his righteousness. Or dare men say righteousness defined by another other than Yah. Well, my brothers and sisters, I look at these scriptures. I hear scriptures. I see scriptures like in Malachi. In Malachi, where it says, you should discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve Him not. You should know the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve Him not. And it says, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing upon His lips. Who is that Son of Man? It's called the Son of Righteousness who arises. Much scripture, my brothers and sisters, said again and again, He is the one whom the Most High sends to overthrow Babylon, to overthrow all the confusion that has divided mankind after a multitude of unrighteous allegiances. We'll come back to that in a moment. Remember Acts 3.18. I said Acts 3.18 through 23. Most High comes for the remembrance, the refreshing of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began. He says, whoever will not obey that prophet will be cut off. How about cut off by the sword of his mouth? Will be cut off from among the people. Notice it says, according to all that the Most High has spoken since the world began, the word, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has promised to uphold is indeed from the beginning. Men talk about a new covenant. My brothers and sisters, I've said so many times, the prophecies actually say that what men have translated as a new covenant, the word Kadesh means Most High will bring to remembrance what He spoke. And why should He have to bring these things to remembrance, but that men have lived under pseudo-social, political, and religious orientations, hypocritical, and not true to the Most High according to all His word. Think about it. It says, come let us reason together, says the Most High. To reason together with the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not according to a partial word. Purity and completion offers one choice. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything that He commands. That's one choice. Baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit according to the fullness of what the Holy Spirit teaches. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it. Reproving all sin, every misallegiance, every standard which men uphold that has not taken into consideration all that He has said. So when we consider this, my brothers and sisters, what is the Most High calling the sword? Well, how about this scripture as well, my brothers and sisters? Remember the Messiah said, I am He that has the sharp two-edged sword. Shall we consider Hebrews 3rd chapter through the 4th? My brothers and sisters, in the 3rd chapter of Hebrews, 7th verse, say, wherefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if we will hear His voice. First off, the day He's talking about is what is related in Psalm 95, which is Hebraically, by tradition, known as a psalm for a Sabbath day. Need to look at that. And remember what a Sabbath day is, my brothers and sisters. The very word Sabbath, after the concept of peace, is a word, is a time the Most High has declared for the remembrance of all that is His will. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, a time the Most High has set apart, holy unto the remembrance, the consecration, the reverence for all that is His will. And if man does not seek the fullness of what appeases to please Yah in that time, the brother says he's not kept a Sabbath day holy. In fact, at that point, my brothers and sisters, man has not kept a Shabbat unto the Most High at all. In fact, whenever men, my brothers and sisters, subdivide the word according to their own ideals, believing that the rulers have a right to subdivide this word, it is state worship, my brothers and sisters. I didn't say the worship of Yah. I said it is state worship. The worship of the fallen orientations of man that divide this world, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the only offering the Most High will accept is peace, my brothers and sisters, and peace knowing It must be established according to the fullness of what the Most High declares. Psalm 95. Psalm 4, Sabbath day is called. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Most High. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Ah, that rock does not change. Let's come before his presence with thanksgiving. Thankful for his word, my brothers and sisters. Make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Most High is a great Yah, great Elohim, and a great King above all the kings. In his hands are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is his also. Has man forgotten that when he claimed his sought to claim his own territories? The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. So come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Most High, who is our Maker. He is our Elohim. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. So the day of ye will hear his voice. If he should speak, you hear his voice. Harden not your hearts. What does it mean, my brothers and sisters? We say, today if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. If the nations are already divided, my brothers and sisters, the men choose to harden their hearts not to receive the fullness of what the Most High declared. Shall there be peace? Shall there be oneness? Shall there be a pure, perfect word? Exalted in the midst of the people? True of the gospel? Or will you find, my brothers and sisters, that nations, denominations, various rulerships of man predisposed to harden our hearts against what reproves the falseness of their foundations is only a preservation, my brothers and sisters, of many curses and damnations and not to the salvation of man. For men, my brothers and sisters, predisposed to exalt their own will and not that which the Most High declared. But brothers and sisters, is a gross, perilous, damnable blasphemy, disrespect for the Most High. So he says, harden not your hearts in the day of temptation in the wilderness. I want to tell you that Ezekiel 20 talks about the provocation of the wilderness is that the Most High brought children of Israel out of Egypt. Many of them did indeed harden their heart, would not learn his ways. Scripture says they greatly profaned the Sabbath days. He said that this is a time when his people would be consecrated unto his thought, consecrated unto his tutelage, without distraction. But men created distractions and turned themselves away, my brothers and sisters, from growing to the knowledge of the truth as they should. He said, he's talking about a time when your fathers tempted him, proved him, and saw his work. Most High brought to bear what he said he would do. But what did man do? Say, 40 years long, I was grieved with that generation. Why? Because they resisted the pure, perfect will, or discerning him as one. They resisted, he said, reasoning together according to the fullness of his will. So therefore, the people that do err, if you seek anything less than the full, perfect will of the Most High, it is error, it is deviation, it is sin. Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. Man should seek to understand all things. And all coming to the same common understanding would be peace. To ignore the will of the Most High in any way is for man to exalt himself and be a curse to all. It's a blessing, my brothers and sisters, to understand this, what it means when it says the Most High is one. People that do err in their heart and their understanding have not known my ways. What they have known, my brothers and sisters, instead after a multitude of partialities, is a multitude of diverse standards seeming wise to men. Dividing men, my brothers and sisters, man against man, because man chose not to walk as one. And all of the Spirit of the Most High was revealed. And he says, he swore unto this people that they should not enter into his rest. In other words, how can a people contentious after a multitude of partial standards and polluted standards be peace? Or be efficient toward the establishment and preservation of peace. It's simply not past, not possible. So it says, sing unto the Most High a new song. The word for new relates, my brothers and sisters, in context, a song of renewal. Renewal back to what was before all the divisiveness came to be. before the curses of divisions and differences of opinion came to be. Sing unto the Most High all the earth. Oh, sing unto the Most High according to all that he is. All the earth. Sing unto the Most High. Bless his name. I did not say seek to divide and curse it. I said bless his name. I did not seek to minimize. I did not say seek to minimalize it or divide the Most High against himself or seek to use his name against him by men using his name in vain or swearing by his name, but unto a standard that does not appease his will. That's to take his name in vain and cause havoc rather than peace. And my brothers and sisters, whoever does this, Most High said he would not find them guilty, but rather than work toward the salvation of men, they'll work toward the continual damnation till man recognizes an absolute. Devil's worship, my brothers and sisters, devil worship has reign in the world. So the scripture says the Most High will declare a time when men should know his name, even know who he is, and know his word, know that it's him who speaks when they hear his word. He will declare an absolute according to Isaiah 52. And the scripture says, at that time, how beautiful it will be over all the nations. I didn't say the nations subject to the multitude of divisions that exist, that have established them and divided this world. I said how beautiful over all the nations will be the feet, the dominion of the one who publishes a whole, complete, sure word. Publishes glad tidings of peace, the gospel. Who says unto Zion, that is after a pure, perfect word, that Yah reigns. What did he say? Go ye forth and teach all nations everything that he commands, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. How shall man be purged or baptized from every misconceit but by a pure and perfect word? He said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he commands. And men, true to everything the Most High declares, upon that realization, becomes wise, my brothers and sisters, to understand what the scriptures mean. It says, if the Son of Man shall make you free, the Son shall make you free, you should be free indeed. The Son of Man was understood, my brothers and sisters, to be one who rebuked all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, that men see beyond the wickedness of all their rulers, all the short-sighted standards of their rulers, whereby wherein men have been made contentious. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, because it doesn't bring forth peace, all that men done was called worthless. We talked about this last night. I say, my brothers and sisters, as much as we talked about it last night, January 12, 2014, I would say all those who have not heard that show to understand what I'm talking about need to go back and listen to it again. It says, declare his glory. How about his invariant, pure, and perfect word among all the nations? His wonders, his exceeding word and wisdom, beyond that which is common to man among all the people. The Most High is great and greatly to be praised, praised above all that men would declare. For the vanities, the imaginations, the false gods and standards of the nations are all idols. Idolatrous, false doctrine, fallen word, false doctrine, foolish word. It claims to be sufficient, but never was. For all the gods of the nation, the imagination of the nations are idolatrous. False gods can never bring forth salvation. But it's the Most High who made the heavens, who declares, my brothers and sisters, the beauty of what is great above all else. Honor and majesty are before and of him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. So it says, give unto the Most High, ye kindreds of all the people. Hey, honor the one, all the peoples of the earth. Give unto the Most High glory and strength. In other words, my brothers and sisters, glorify him with all that is your strength. Give unto the Most High the glory due unto his name. He is the great I am that I am, not as he is not. So give glory, give unto the Most High glory, an invariant praise according to all that is due unto his name, the glory of his name. Bring an offering, the only offering that's accepted, my brothers and sisters, is a pure and perfect one, a holy one, and that you might be kind of worthy, if you will, to come into his courts. Or worship the Most High in the beauty of holiness. Give reverence before him all the earth. Say unto the Most High that the Most High reigneth, stand among the heathen, that the Most High reigns. In other words, all the nations must recognize the one Most High. The world also should be established and should not be moved. He should judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof, all my brothers and sisters. In a psalm we call the 95th. At the 10th verse, say, 40 years long I was grieved with this generation, and said, as the people that do err in their heart, have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath, they should not enter into my rest. Did we not, my brothers and sisters, read scripture of immediate same similitude in Hebrews 3:7-8? It is an admonition for the latter days. My brothers and sisters, if we read through the scriptures, it talks about those who rebelled against that fullness of a word, or those whose bones lay in the wilderness. He said at 4:2, for unto us was the God, unto us was the gospel preached as well unto them. The gospel is the word of the kingdom. But the word of the kingdom did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Messiah said, think not that he come to destroy or dishonor in any way the law of the prophets. That you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Yet rulers do it all the time. People follow. That's not the following of the Most High, brothers and sisters. That's trust in the misconceits of man. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand. There's a need. In fact, there's an article on my website. Regarding the feast of the Most High, look at it at hiddengospel.com and understand. All the feasts of the Most High are times of celebration and remembrance of what the Most High declared. For a man remembers fully and completely all the Most High declared, there would be no argument. Well, think about it, my brothers and sisters. At Hebrews 4:12, it says, the word of Yah is quick, living. Some say quick means living. Meaning there's no contradiction in it. No contradiction. A thing that has no contradiction in it is an absolute. It is sharp, quick, to the point, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What does it mean, my brothers and sisters? He said, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. What about the scripture that says, come let us reason together, and it's according to the fullness of his will. So if you hearken, you hear to the good of the land. It sounds so much like this. But if you rebel, he said, I will deliver you to the sword, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. Acts says again, the Messiah is going to speak according to the fullness of the word the Most High has spoken through the mouth of his prophets since the world began. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, is not willing to accept the consensus of that whole word will fall short. What do you think it means in Zechariah 13th chapter when it says, awake, O sword, against my shepherd and the man who is my friend? It means that the Most High will declare a pure and perfect word that will prove the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. The Most High in Isaiah 41 speaks about in propositions the rulers to show that they have taught fully what the word is from the beginning, that men might discern the depraved nature of the current age, what must bring it to an end, and what must be the blessing, of the Most High unto a world according to his promise. He said, if the leaders haven't taught that word, hey, what they preached was an abomination. It was not the gospel. Most High, therefore, will send forth, bring forth one. They put down the word north. How about one whose word is not easily discerned by those who function after a carnal mind? And he comes suddenly to my brothers and sisters, declare all that the rulers would not. That's the prophecy. Who's willing to hear it? Well, again, my brothers and sisters, we get the idea that what discerns the difference between those who serve Yah and those who serve not him not, those that which enter his kingdom and that which is not, is whether men are willing to accept the whole word the Most High declared to the all that he has spoken from the beginning. And blessed, my brothers and sisters, are they then who will understand that, because Messiah is, in fact, the word of Yah as decreed, even the eternal word and precepts of Yah. has declared from the very beginning. That is what the scriptures say of him in Isaiah 50th chapter, when it says he would come forth one day and say, morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, I'm not turned back to rebellious way. Well, my brothers and sisters, how many can say that? How many can say that when the Most High says something to him, they held steadfast? Man was told that from the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, the day he sins, he shall die. The day he turns away from the way of the Most High, he shall die. Have men believed it? Man walking, there's a lot of living dead walking around here today, my brothers and sisters, who don't know because they never believed the Most High. They turned away from the truth when they had an opportunity to see more and have been left to a curse. Spiritually dead, not realizing just how true unto the Most High they must become to be a confirmed by him. Here, my brothers and sisters, please understand. All the Most High has said is true, and he has said whoever will not hearken to him, he will live with the sword, because all his people must be agreed. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. The wages of man functioning without the knowledge of Yah, and therefore in his reprobate state, knowing only how to deceive, is not acceptable. We talked about Jacob, James 1:1-8. He said, let not the double-minded man think he receive anything from the Most High. We must come to a point of absolution in which the Most High will be pleased, showing that our preparation is for wisdom greater than all those who have enemies against Yah to seek to divide and corrupt his word and leave people subject to mass illusion. I would suggest, my brothers, is you give consideration to scriptures like Colossians, how about 2:8? Beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world and not after the Messiah, meaning that the nations and rulers of this world will seek to deceive men to think they are godly when they are not. Same thing said in 2 Thessalonians in the 2nd chapter, meaning that the rulers would so work to blind the minds against discerning the greater truth of the scripture, that men by and large only having what they are taught by their rulers and rarely seeking the truth beyond them all, has left the whole world in so many ways in bondage, not knowing that which it will be held accountable for, to be able to not only quote but declare in the fullness of right understanding. As much about this, my brothers and sisters, my website, hiddengospel.com. Please, I pray in the Most High that you will not miss the opportunity that's being offered to you, that you might discern what the Most High declared. Because he never said one time that he would turn away from his law. It's time that we understand the reality. Yes, indeed. About what the mean scriptures mean when it talks about the sword of the Most High. His word, my brothers and sisters, is the fullness of what it is. Nothing like it. In the book of Jeremiah, I'd like to call attention to what the Most High said will overthrow this Babylon. How about all the pluralities of partial and polluted standards that so long, my brothers and sisters, for so long, vastly dissuaded and corrupted the mind, heart, and the thinking of man. How about Jeremiah 50:35? Because the Most High says he's going to destroy the confusion that is present. Worship after the standards of men, the nations and rulerships of men, contentious one against another, for refusal to discern, and bow, even if they had the opportunity, unto an absolute. At the 50th chapter of Jeremiah, the Most High said he's going to destroy Babylon, he's going to destroy the Chaldeans. It says, my brothers and sisters, that the... let's go here and talk about the sword. Well, 50:16 says, cut off the sword from Babylon, and him that handles the sickle in the time of harvest, For fear of the oppressing sword, they shall turn everyone to his people, and they shall flee everyone to his own land. Zechariah 13 says, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and that everything I turn my hand against the great ones, and they will turn to their own country. Well, how about Israel returning to the truth, my brothers and sisters? Because Israel has been scattered sheep. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High did not like, he has never been pleased with his people scattered after the diverse standards of men. He said, wherever Israel has been scattered, he will make a full end of those nations, that his people might return to him and be led and disciplined by him, even unto what is true justice without distraction. Please discern Jeremiah 30:10-11 and understand. He says, a sword is upon the Chaldeans, said the Most High, upon the inhabitants of Babylon, all those who oblige the multitude of differences that men call wise. Even the multitude of differences that men refusing to recognize themselves indiscriminate have just said, simply just sit back and looked at all these contradictions and dissimulations and hypocrisies and calls them the Most High. But that Most High can never be pleased. So it is upon the Chaldeans, said the Most High, upon the inhabitants of Babylon, upon our princes, the princes and rulers among the nations, a part of this sin. Folks that many call wise, a part of this sin that is called Babylon, this separation against the pure, perfect will of Yah, that is called Babylon. A sword is upon, it says, the liars. How about those who don't speak a pure, perfect word? A sword is upon those who speak half-truths, leaving the people never to understand the greater wisdom that would surely set them free. A sword is upon the liars, that knowing the people already on false foundations, inclined to take things out of context, will always speak half-truths and leave people to be exploited. Upon the liars, the sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword. Boy, 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 they shall come as fools, it says. A sword is upon her mighty men, those who have influence and power, and they shall be dismayed. Those the men trusted in, my brothers and sisters, not true to the will of Yah, will no longer be called a standard in that day. A sword is upon their horses, upon their chariots, upon all the mingled people. All the mingled people in the midst of her. How about spiritually and physically mingled, my brothers and sisters? Not true to exalt what the Most High has declared from the beginning. And they shall become as women, afraid. Sword is upon her treasures. And they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters. And they shall be dried up towards the land of graven images, false imaginations. They become mad and insane after all their false, fallen concepts of deity. What does it mean when it says the sword, my brothers and sisters? What about this scripture? Speaking about Jeremiah again. I remember seeing the analogy with regard to this myself many years ago, many, many years ago. And it talks about the overthrow of Babylon. He says to Israel, to his people, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, weapons to bring an end. I hope you understand that, my brother. It says, open to bring peace and end to war. For he says, with thee will I break the pieces and break in pieces the nations. All of the nations called a covenant that never was. Remember that scripture in Hebrews 3, it says, we are made partakers with the Most High, even with Messiah. If from beginning to end we're steadfast unto this true covenant. A true covenant, my brothers and sisters, is an unwavering and unchanging word. And if man becomes ignorant of what is that constancy, my brothers and sisters, he has forgotten the way of life. He's forgotten the way of peace. Say, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee I will break in pieces the nations, with thee I will destroy kingdoms. Many of my brothers and sisters trusting after the way of the various nations have not discerned the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. With thee I break in pieces the horse and his rider, what they trust in. Good war. With thee I will break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee I will break in pieces man and woman. With thee I will break in pieces old and young. With thee I will break in pieces the young man and the maid. Talking about whoever it is that would resist the perfect will of Yah. Isaiah 60:12 says, when the Most High brings forth his pure, perfect light of wisdom, nation that will not serve Israel shall perish. 50:23, I will break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. My brothers and sisters, there's only one church. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One church, one truth that brings men out from all the divisions, controversies, debates, and doubts of this world. I hear people talking about my church this, my church that. My brothers and sisters, if your church is not the one the Most High has established to bring men out from all the confusion and contradiction that a multitude of some 45,000 denominations has become, then what you don't have, my brothers and sisters, is salvation. What you don't have is a covenant. And what you don't have is the truth. And that means what you don't have, my brothers and sisters, is the knowledge of Yah. Or people destroyed and divided for lack of knowledge. Therefore, all these multitude of divisions are a result of man not knowing Yah. And not the result of man, my brothers and sisters, of having known him. One scripture says in 1 Corinthians, all that Yah had given had not been enough for man to know Yah. Why? Because men wanted to exalt men. He said there be strife and division among you after men. So you still function as carnal. My brothers and sisters, in the spiritual mind, discerning the greater wisdom of Yah does not so easily fall back after what simply appeases the flesh. I will break in with thee the shepherd and his flock. With thee I will break in pieces the husbandman, the farmer and his yoke of oxen. And with thee I will break in pieces captains and rulers. And I will render unto Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldea, all those nations that will divide the people against the Most High. All I will render unto Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldea, all of Chaldea, all their sins, all their evil that they have done in Zion, in the sight of the Most High, says the Most High. Many, my brothers and sisters, have walked in the midst of sin all their lives and never seen it. So who will understand the real meaning of these words? The scripture is talking about in 2 Thessalonians. Men, after the intrusions of state, principalities and powers, have walked under the pretense that the Most High calls the mysteries of iniquity. And Messiah must expose that pretense, whatever it is that men have preferred unrighteousness and learned to love lies. Because he said those who love lies, this pretense, this false righteousness, this dissimulation, this hypocrisy, this unwitting compromises in there, did not say they'd be saved. I know some people sit back and say, well, we didn't know it was that full of words. Well, my brother says, the Holy Spirit seems to teach all things, no lie in it. Man is wise if granted the opportunity to see the greater truth. He does not resist the pursuit. He thanks the Most High for the opportunity to attain what is the fruit and result of a divine promise. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time to understand. The sword of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that will discern the thoughts and intents of the heart, offers the question and offers also an answer to whether or not men will seek to praise the Most High according to all that is will, rather than all that is His will, rather than something less. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. One scripture says it well in Proverbs 28:9, whoever will not hear the law of the Most High, even his prayer shall be an abomination. The law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, does not contradict. It is justice. It is not contentious. It is unto life, my brothers and sisters, not death, because all things in it work together. If man is not willing to discern this, my brothers and sisters, what he petitions for is abomination. And in other words, my brothers and sisters, does not appease the Most High, is not a work after the mind of Yah. His prayer is only something to subordinate the minds of others after a lesser conscience. Did you hear me? Scripture says he will not hear the law of the Most High, even his prayers an abomination. Well, think about it. In Isaiah 59, Most High said he looked upon men and saw there was no intercessor. Meaning that men were petitioning while they were lying and transgressing against the Most High, according to Isaiah 59. They were petitioning not for the standard of the Holy Kingdom, but what simply seemed wise according to the imaginations of preconditions, of preconceived notions, predispositions that were already in their hearts, not realizing that a world divided into some 45,000 denominations and 280 nations and counting, all the result of a curse. They're not the result, my brothers and sisters, of man being true to Yah. The result of man being rebellious. Like Scripture said, if you rebel, I will deliver you to the sword. The mountain Most High sent forth this gospel. Men love darkness more than light. And the Scripture said that's the condemnation of the curses, the divisions of man. Didn't that say it was a blessing? Meaning if the Most High offers you to hear by His Spirit, to hear His testimony, to harden your heart, my brothers and sisters, is to set yourself to be destroyed, like those whose bones lay in the wilderness. He said we may partakers with Him if we are steadfast to the to His true covenant. Like I said, the word of Yah does not contradict itself. So when He said the word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword, He says He's going to test the hearts of men according to the fullness of His word. That's exactly what Acts 3:18-23 has said. He said that He said, think not that He come to destroy the law of the prophets. Don't let anybody trick you. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. He has told you what will decide the difference, whether you seek the fullness of His word or not. He said He will not confirm with His name, my brothers and sisters, whatever is not true to Him fully. The scripture says those with which He will grant His name. He says upon He will write His name from the name upon them, name upon their brows is the people who follow Him wherever. Did you hear me? People that follow Him wherever He leads. Who are they, my brothers and sisters, wise enough to discern the meaning of all this precious word? Well, my brothers and sisters, blessed are the souls upon discerning that what the Most High requires of His people. I talked about it on last evening. Most High said, did you hear, my brothers and sisters? The Most High has said that, again, He will judge His people according to all that He has said. For the mouth of His holy prophets will begin. He said, if we deny Him, He will deny us. We should be completely furnished under all good works. If we are His good, if He is His workmanship, my brothers and sisters, it says in Ephesians, if we are His workmanship, it will be unto all that which Yah has foreordained. He said, if you're strange to the commonwealth of Israel and the covenants of the promise, what makes Israel a nation? And remember, in ancient Israel, they had what they call bar and bat mitzvahs. Very critical things that I think about. Child got around the age of 12. And they had to prove that they could be true to the preservation of all. That the elders knew was necessary for the preservation of a people. If they were not true to the fullness of this word, they were not even kind of worthy to have. Young man was not kind of worthy to have a wife, and a young lady was not found worthy to have a husband. My brothers and sisters, man had to prove him that he was worthy to uphold the name of a people called by the name of the Most High, people called Israel. So blessed, my brothers and sisters, are they who will understand the meaning of all these things. So the strength of the commonwealth of Israel, what makes Israel a nation, what preserves Israel as a nation. Strength to the covenants of the promise. The covenant, my brothers and sisters, that he promised that he would uphold. He did not say it was a partial. He said you're without hope, without Yah, at that case and in the world. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who granted the opportunity to see the truth, to uphold the truth. And seek the truth, my brothers and sisters, for all the Most High will convey that we offer an offering acceptable unto him. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The world, mankind himself, was divided by man's own rebellion, being tempted unto rebellion against the perfect will of Yah, even tempted to provoke the Most High to see if the Most High would make good on his word. Brothers and sisters, many are the living dead walking around right now, not realizing that in their presumptuousness and their rebelliousness, they have not the Spirit. And they exalt themselves, and the end result, my brothers and sisters, all they do is condemn themselves and others. Men, my brothers and sisters, have sanctioned the misruling entities of this world. They've sanctioned the sin that has damned many souls, refusing to discern the vast dimensions of what have been the compromises of man in a divided world, even across every culture on this earth. All of these are sin. Man's rebellion against the Most High brought these things to bear. Dare men say that after the multitude of divisions that's across all the nations, everybody according to whatever nation he's born of this world, that he finds reconciliation with the Most High, sustaining the rebellion? Should Babylon be that which is remembered and preserved, or should holiness from the beginning? People talk about their various holidays. Brothers and sisters, if the days that are consecrated are not the remembrance of the purely and perfectly all the Most High declared, that a people in holiness might be restored and preserved, and my brothers and sisters, what people call a holy day was not holy at all. If the word that is preserved is attainable, my brothers and sisters, men have not kept the holy day at all. All must come to reason together as one across all the nations. That alone will the Most High be pleased with. Faith in the whole word of Yah, my brothers and sisters. Even the knowledge that Yah, in the fullness of all that he has declared as the eternal word, is the only healer, the only reconciler. That is wisdom. Man must come to beyond all the multitude of contentions that people want to put under some title they call faith. Must begin to awaken, my brothers and sisters, that to presume that anything less than the whole word is viable is enmity, empathy against the peace, even damning blasphemy against the sovereignty of the holy name. Messiah said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah if you let somebody trick you into thinking that something less is viable. Meaning you need to seek the word, my brothers and sisters, for the greater truth that is there yourself. And pray the Most High guides you to understand that. I've given a lot of clues as to what it is, my brothers and sisters. The Most High will use the word to discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. He said in by a marvelous and a wonderful manner where he sanctifies, separates. How about separate unto himself his people? What it means, my brothers and sisters, that if you are not willing to seek the truth that far exceeds what is common to the status quo, my brothers and sisters, what you have exalted by far, by the Most High, is what is not considered faith. Faith, my brothers and sisters, is according to a trust and a belief what the Most High reveals by his Spirit, even if the whole world will not believe. True Jew is one whose praise is not from men. He knows that if the whole world be a liar, deceived, ignorant, y'all will yet be true. Who will understand it in this time? That the day of salvation, my brothers and sisters, the day when all men, ultimately under the fullness of divine intent, shall be made whole. When all men, my brothers and sisters, willing to hear the Most High should be made whole, and those who will not, well, they'll be cast aside. That's the day of salvation where there'll be none to harm. And the people shall know what it is to speak no lies and do no iniquity. Zephaniah 3:13. That's the promise of the Most High. Who will understand it in this time? Though men may be deceived among the nations, man's progress in the Most High must bring forth the perfect, complete word, pure and completion, offering one choice. Else the vanity of such double-mindedness, my brothers and sisters, is unto no blessed reward at all. He says he's going to reward each man as his work shall be. Scripture says, if you're his workmanship, is unto good works, whole, complete, total, pure words, conceits and ideals, and example, my brothers and sisters, which the Most High should be pleased. He says, he's those blessed are they who do his commandments, and they may have a right to the tree of life. How about my brothers and sisters who, I'm not talking about people who just read the book and interpret it as they will. They keep the commandments of Yah after the faith of Messiah, even what Messiah himself directs men to understand. With all these multitude of differences that men call quote-unquote Christianity, which is not what the early church called themselves. If you want to know what they call themselves, check out the article on my website, hiddengospel.com, early church origin, reasonable expectation. Yeah, men believe, my brothers and sisters, that, well, think about it this way. Scripture says two-thirds of humanity will perish in the judgment, and one-third shall come forth refined. It says, my brothers and sisters, in Micah 7, broad is the gate that leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, and few are they that find it. We talked yesterday about Isaiah 56, particularly around 9 through 57:1. The scripture says, Most High talked about the rulers, said they're all gone astray their own way, even to the very last one. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory, didn't even discern the need to seek Yah, much more so. And I mean seek Yah beyond the rulers, because they're taking counsel against the Most High and against His anointed, according to Psalm 2. Well, Most High say he saw none who understood the need, that understood how much more they needed to seek God in. And he said, therefore they did not discern the wicked who devour his people like bread. The lawless who devour his people like bread. And deceive the people unto their own advantage. So who then out of Zion will give salvation to Israel? Then Jacob shall be glad, blessed. One, he says, who out of Zion? Who is there among you, my brothers and sisters, who will overthrow this Babylon and all these confusions? Who is there among you, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, will come forth one day saying, listen to me, O house, hearken to me, O you nations. Most High is calling from afar, from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name in the shadow of his hands. He hid me and made my mouth like a sharp two-edged sword to discern. Yes, my brothers and sisters, what is necessary to bring Israel out from the midst of the wickedness of all the nations and even to be the salvation of all the ends of the earth. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that the scriptures talk about in Zephaniah 3rd chapter? That because men lack discretion, though the scripture says he will come forth, bringing forth justice to light, the wicked, the lawless, the indiscriminate, then, but know no shame. Brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that we live in a system that prefers to keep the people ignorant that they can be exploited, marketed to with after all manner of insanity. And if, think about it, I can only tell you, just look around. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, I look around and I see the dumbing down of the masses. And yet, my brothers and sisters, where is the knowledge of the truth and the pursuit thereof? And many of my brothers and sisters see themselves sufficient after the insufficiencies, seeming wise to the docile mind. And my brothers and sisters, after a while, many become lax. This is what's happened over the course of time. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I know for a fact that man at one time was a lot more discriminative than he is today. In his spiritual strength, he knew that Yah is one, and what that oneness unto Yah demanded of the hearts of each man. Every man seeking the pure, perfect truth, that he might not be a misrepresentative. Blessed is the name of brothers and sisters today, those who will understand this, because the Most High will not call representative of him those who will not put upon themselves the whole armor, that they might stand against the wickedness or the lawlessness rather than stand with it. What did I say? You heard me. If either man seeks to put upon himself the whole word of Yah according to all the Most High has said, or there is some lie that he still upholds. Hey, like I've said before on this show, if somebody sees you walking down the street and they choose to walk with you, they claim to be a friend, and there's a black widow spider crawling up your neck and they slap it away. Scorpion crawling up your left leg. Crawling up your shoe, up to your left leg. And he knocks away the scorpion. But there's a cobra, my brothers and sisters, about to crawl over your, crawl up your right leg. And he does nothing about it and doesn't say a word to you. My brothers and sisters, is that still your friend? True watchman, my brothers and sisters, the Most High says to guard his people like a true shepherd. Will not be like a dumb dog or a wolf that doesn't bark when he wants to capture the prey. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, the reality. Truly you do. But when Most High said, come let us reason together, says the Most High, that's not according to part of his word. That's according to all of it. He said, if you hearken, learn to do what is good, what is whole and complete. He says, you eat of the good of the land. But if you rebel, he said, I will deliver you to the sword, the Most High has spoken it. My brother says, what will decide the difference between the righteous and the unrighteous? Those who are true and those who are liars. Those who have made a true oath unto the Most High and those whose oath has been made after the vanity of their own hearts. The predisposition of their own hearts. We decide, my brothers and sisters, about whether men seek the whole word or not. Many of them, my brothers and sisters, right to this day, if you start telling the whole truth, they want to balk like all get out because they want to exalt themselves and are willing to pay men to allow them to be flattered, at least within the confines and the walls of their institution they call the church. My brothers and sisters, any institution that leaves you still subject to the pollution and the blindness and the misconceits and the biases of this world, but brothers and sisters, is not the church at all. It is not preaching the holy gospel. Not preaching the gospel of peace. As I said in last evening, I see so many ways, brothers and sisters, that man hasn't kept a single commandment rightly. Just simply hasn't discerned why his perceptions have been skewed to miss so much. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High will grant the vision and the power and the office of brothers and sisters that he said he would uphold, that his people have a chance to be free. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will do what is necessary to be found worthy, acceptable, rightly disciplined, in order to be for the good of many of my brothers and sisters who have heard and many who have not. In fact, my brothers and sisters, so much scripture says when Messiah comes, what he brings will be a word that men have not heard. That men might behold what is necessary to be made whole, complete, righteous. Man's rebellion is what divided this world. Man's rebellion will not be what heals it. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters, the word of Yah is indeed living. No contradictions in it, therefore life. Sharper than a two-edged sword. Able to tell the thoughts and intents of the hearts the hearts of willing truly unto Yah fully, men will humble themselves to discern what is beyond themselves. But if their desire is to exalt their own misimaginations, there are great truths, my brothers and sisters, because men refuse to consider all things the Most High has said. There are great truths, my brothers and sisters, that men have fallen short of, and what they call wisdom has not been wisdom at all. Who will understand it in this time? Scripture talks about Messiah being given this secret things, the treasures hidden in the secret places. They've been hidden from man, my brothers and sisters, or man hid them from them from himself. Shall the Most High say that these precious things are worthless simply because man has not discerned the preciousness of a true diamond when he sees it? All my brothers and sisters, I pray the Most High open your minds and hearts to truly understand. As he told me, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, discern, recognize, not giving consideration to all the Most High has said, is not wisdom at all. In fact, oftentimes it's to miss the point. Scripture says when the Messiah appears, it's been a while that he has said, it's said of him morning by morning as he calls the Most High, as the Most High caused him to hear the teaching. He brings forth justice to light. I'm talking about Isaiah 50, 51 through 5 in context of Zephaniah 3. Morning by morning, Most High calls his ears to hear the teaching. He brings forth justice to light. He brings forth and bears witness to the light of the wicked, the lawless. Those who have no sensitivity, my brothers and sisters, for the great expression of the Most High intends. He said they know no shame. How is it, my brothers and sisters, men should think themselves blessed? Being divided, left to confusion. Self-exalting for lack of knowledge? He who exalts himself should be humbled, but he who humbles himself should be exalted. Let no man think, my brothers and sisters, that seeks to exalt himself by partializing the words of the Most High, or perverting the words of the Most High. Let no man who exalts himself by so doing, or claiming to have a right to so do, let him not think, my brothers and sisters, that he receive anything from the Most High, except a curse. The Most High wants to bless his people. Blessed are they who will seek him with all their minds, heart, soul, and might, that the people of Yah should be one. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? I thank the Most High again for every ear that he brings near. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he opens the eyes of the blind, for those, my brothers and sisters, who have eyes to see, ears to hear, and will seek him with a whole heart. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he will reveal the truth beyond all else, that it shall be discerned who has loved Yah, who has loved him not. An indiscriminate word can never be a saving word. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who understand in his name. Have known it. Do we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This is Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To the might, to the honor, to the praise of the One Most High, always. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. Let us praise Him. Let us discern Him who is all that He is, that we seek all that is His will. We praise Him and no other. To his might, honor, and praise always, my brothers and sisters, giving consideration of all that which the rulers had not spoken, that we might believe and walk truthfully according to his report. Isaiah 52:15, 53:1. Let's believe what is the gospel of his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that will break all other kingdoms in pieces that have resisted him. But he will break in pieces when they would have started to break his law. I'll break the covenant, my brothers and sisters, by which all his people should be one. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will hear all the Most High has to say. To his might, to his honor, to his praise always. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. Hallelujah!
You've got the words to change a nation, but your Bible